This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, it's our 20th birthday. Happy birthday, Joy. In the studio now is someone who was a guest on our show, I think probably about six, seven, eight months ago. She's a proud, out and proud lady of our community. She is an independent musician. We are so grateful to have her back in the studio today. Max Leon, welcome back to Joy.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
How have you been? When was it? Was it April when we...
Yeah, it was just before my launch.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
April.
And so
just
you had...
ignore the noise.
Yeah. Cam's adjusting a mic. So, Cam, so you had your debut single, which was Total Power Tea.
That's it.
And you launched it at D&M's.
I did.
And it went off with a bang, as I understand.
Yeah, it was crazy. Had an amazing night and really great response and, yeah...
And we've been loving playing the song on Joy. We had it on high rotation for a number of months.
I've heard.
Really, really enjoyed it. We wanted to get you back in because we wanted to chat to you, I guess, first up, about what you've been doing since. And having watched your Facebook page, you don't seem to have stood still very long.
No, I haven't. I've been pretty busy. I've just started to work on some brand new material, which is really exciting. It's going to be very different to my previous stuff. Still pop and still dance, but a new sort of fresh sound.
Okay.
I've also been in LA and Palm Springs, which was amazing.
Now, tell us why it was amazing to be in Palm Springs.
It was Gay Pride, Palm Springs, which was... phenomenal. Like, it was crazy.
Now, you didn't go over just as a participant. You actually performed.
Yeah, yeah. So I was asked to go over there and do the... It was like a four-day festival. And I did about three or four performances, like day parties, nighttime, like parades, like all sorts of stuff. And it was just crazy.
I mean, I've been to a few gay parties in my time, but to go to a gay pride party in Palm Springs is pretty much one of the ultimates, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bigger than most of ours, I think.
Oh, it was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like it. And, like, Americans, they party like nothing else.
Yeah. What's one of your biggest or most amazing memories from that party that you can share on radio?
not many. It was supporting the lovely guy. I think his name is Drew from Glee.
Okay. Yeah.
So he performed after me. He was the final act. And he was just absolutely phenomenal. Like, as a person, his energy, his performance, just wow.
Okay, yeah, fantastic.
Like, crazy.
All right. And did you get to party a little bit yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Now, I need to, because it is our 20th birthday, mm-hmm. and one of the things I'm most proudest of as music director is when I have the ability to bring to light talented musicians such as yourself from within our community and get your music played on our community radio station. What did it feel like when we first played Total Power Tea?
It's surreal. Yeah, because I heard it on the radio in my car one day when I was driving, and it was the first time I'd heard, like, one of my songs on the radio, and it was just weird. Like, I stopped breathing for a second. It was just like, wow. And then I got a few people, like, after that call me up and go, oh, my God, like, your song's on the radio. And it was just phenomenal. Like, it was so... Yeah, it's life-changing because you work so hard as a musician, as an artist to, you know, to share your passion with the world. And if people are responding in that way, then it just, you know, that's why we do it. So
fantastic.
Yeah.
So for you, Joy, will be a really special moment forever to get that.
Oh, absolutely. For the first time.
And it's your hometown.
Hometown, home radio station, home everything, really.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Just quickly, what are we to expect? You said you're going to have some new music in a slightly different musical direction.
Yeah.
Still pop, though. So
yeah, absolutely.
When can we look forward to that, you think, next year?
So early next year I'll probably be releasing. I'm going to start to release an EP very soon.
Mm-hmm.
But material should be finished hopefully by January. And then I'm off to the States again for some more performances and things like that, and some really cool stuff happening, which hopefully I can come on and share with you guys very soon.
Fantastic.
But yeah, very, very soon. So
all right.
Yeah, look forward to it.
Well, we look forward to it. Max, once again, thanks for joining us here on Joy. Thanks for being part of our 20th birthday show.
Thanks for having me on, and thank you so much for everything that you guys have done, support, like not even on the radio, but like Twitter, Facebook, you guys are like, you know, you're always there, always liking, always supporting and sharing, and it makes a difference. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, we love having you as part of our musical identity, I guess, and I'll probably use that word a lot more today. You're definitely part of that. Thank you.
Thank you.
And good luck with the new music next year.
Thank you. I just want to give a quick shout out to my my little peeps in the States. One very special in particular. Thanks for listening.
What's her name?
Oh,
I was going to say, it went well in America, didn't it?
Lando, we'll save that for next.
Right.
For next show.
Excellent. That's Max Leon, everybody, here on Joy 94.9. It's our 20th birthday, a special edition.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.